AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Today's the deadline for former President Donald Trump to secure a bond for the nearly $500 million judgment imposed on him for corporate fraud. ABC's Perry Russum says
Attorney General Letitia James has said the state could begin seizing Trump's assets as soon as today if he fails to secure a $464 million bond. Trump's lawyers have said he does not have the cash. Trump's son Eric yesterday called the $464 million bond amount unprecedented.
The four suspects in Friday's attack on a Moscow theater had all had visible signs of beating when they appeared in court. Two pleaded guilty. ISIS-K has claimed responsibility. L.A. Dodger star Shohei Ohtani said he'll address reporters today. It'll be the first time since the team fired his interpreter after reporters inquired about more than $4 million transferred from Ohtani's account to a gambling operation. Ohtani's lawyers say he is the victim of a theft. This is ABC News. It's usually the goal of any vacation, recharge a little bit. But now some people are taking that seriously and heading to resorts that put a priority on sleep.
I thought it was a very relaxing experience.
It's called sleep tourism. The goal? To help you improve the quality of your slumber. We spoke to sleep tourists on a visit to Florida.
I had been traveling too much.
They spent two nights at a wellness resort that offers special packages to improve your rest.
I slept on one of these new beds. It tracks your deep sleep, your light sleep, your REM.
The CDC recommends we get a minimum of 7 hours of sleep per night.
ABC's Rihanna Nally, a recent survey shows 14% of adults feel tired or exhausted on most days. And a rare moment in the world of golf as Robbie Shelton hit an albatross, a double eagle at the Valspar Championships. On average, pro golfers hit one about every 6,000 rounds. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's Republican U.S. Representative Mike Gallagher is resigning. His last day in Congress will be April 19th. Gallagher told the Journal Sentinel that he plans to enter the private sector and spend more time with his family. Due to the timing of his resignation, no special election will be held, and the seat will remain vacant until voters decide on his replacement in November. Governor Tony Evers signed another 44 bills into law on Friday. Among them is a bill that makes it a felony for school staff members to commit an act of sexual misconduct against a student. That includes any verbal or physical conduct that could be considered sexual in nature. Evers said that he's happy to sign the bill, but isn't happy that the bill is needed. Another bill signed into law further restricts strip searches of students by school officials. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Marquette headed to the Sweet 16. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles held on to beat Colorado 81-77 in the men's NCAA basketball tournament. Up next, they face North Carolina State Friday night in Dallas. Shaka Smart has Marquette back to the Sweet 16 in just his third year as head coach.
Man, they're a talented, talented team, and they got going in the second half. But our guys never blinked. You know, down the stretch, we got enough defensive stops to win the game.
Bucks head coach and Marquette alum Doc Rivers.
I talked to Shaka after the game, and There were five times I thought tonight where Marquette could have let go of the rope because they kept scoring. Colorado just puts pressure on you.
The Bucks got a decisive win, 118-93 over the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Bucks host the Lakers tomorrow night. Badgers basketball sophomore guard Connor Asigian has announced he plans to leave Wisconsin and enter the transfer portal after his team lost to James Madison. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have rain on the way today, tonight, and again tomorrow. We're talking a half inch to an inch or more of rain possible by the time it all winds down tomorrow afternoon. Our high today, 53. The wind will be out of the south, gusting to around 25 or 30. Tonight, rain will be heavy at times. Our low, 47. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain, maybe a thunderstorm at a high of 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Monday on Nightlight, I welcome Capital Times entertainment reporter Rob Thomas. It's Nightlight, 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX, the John and Gordy Show, 92.7 FM on your dial, 1580 if you somehow, for some reason, have AM on your car radio.
Or in your pickup truck.
Can't imagine what you're thinking.
That's a good thing if you have an AM radio in your car.
Yeah. That's
it should
fantastic.
Be a good thing.
Yeah.
All
sure.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah, did you hear about like the guy a couple weeks ago who picked up one of our stations in Scotland?
No.
Yeah.
Because it bounced around the
atmosphere? Yeah, it bounced across the atmosphere all the way over to Scotland. I think it was WLAK.
Well, then I stand corrected. All right?
I sit corrected. I got a back brace. It kind of helps.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, you
good
know,
morning.
The first thing in the morning
what?
Here, we're confused and in disarray. Somebody switched the plugs for our headphones.
Right.
And I was adjusting your volume.
Yeah.
What is going on here?
I don't know. They come in on the weekend. You know, it's Rocker and all his rock buddy friends. Come in here. They rearrange the furniture completely.
Yeah.
They had a 27-piece band in here.
Yes.
Or something.
Yes.
Fat Function, I think they were in here.
Yeah.
They sounded great. I listened Saturday night. They were wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But, they do tend to move everything around.
They do.
Here. And then we come in Monday and have to move it all back. It takes about 20 minutes.
But this is a small thing, right? I mean, they did this to mess with us.
With the headphones?
Yeah.
Yeah,
switching
probably.
It around. No, this is an obvious thing.
It's Monday, March 25th, and this is show number 102, if you're keeping track at all. We hope you are. 102, okay?
I love this feature. This is one of my favorite features.
Numbering the show?
What number show is
this? Yeah. Well, we got to keep track. That's the way we do things, you know?
You know, someday this will be part of a contest.
You think so?
An answer to a contest.
Well, we
question
have,
that we have. What number show is it?
We have our Ride into Spring contest going on.
Yeah.
Still this week. So that'll happen after 7 o'clock. And today is going to be cloudy, John. It's 39 degrees. It's actually fairly mild out there
this
morning.
Yes, it's real nice.
Getting into the mid-50s later. And some rain along the way this afternoon and tonight. Could be in for a lot of rain tonight, you know, late this afternoon, tonight, and tomorrow. Maybe a half an inch to an inch of rain. So it's good in one respect. You know, we need the rain. We need the moisture. But we don't need it all at once.
In inches of snow, how much would that be?
Well, you'd time it by 10. So
really?
Yeah. So if you had an inch of rain, that would be
10 inches of snow.
That's a very rough estimate, but
fantastic.
It's a pretty good estimate. Yeah.
All right.
So,
did not know that. Most people didn't know that.
So,
a little inside track there.
That's right.
From Gordy, the former weatherman at a TV station.
Half an inch of rain
in the
would
area.
Be about 5 inches, 6
there
inches.
There he goes.
So there you go.
Okay. Can't stop pilling us more facts.
We're going to talk to Brittany Merlot. She'll have the actual weather forecast a little bit later on. I think we're talking. And we've got a comedian on the show today, too.
That's right.
Yeah, yes, from Iowa.
Yeah, yeah.
He drove in last night.
He's got
staying
a special
at a local
of
motel.
Some sort, so we're going to find out more about that.
Yeah, what's his name? I thought I had it
Nathan
here.
Nathan Timmel.
Thank you.
There we go.
Okay. Nathan Timmel. He'll be here a little bit later on.
We've got the Mean Farmer in the wings.
Good.
Waiting to go on again with another fantastic episode.
Great.
And I just want to preface this. I have been following healthcare news.
Yeah.
For the last 30 years.
Right.
So I'm pretty up on all this stuff, and we're going to get into a little bit of this with Eric Hovde. He is the craziest guy. He is a stand-up comedian, and a long time ago, he was running for the Senate against Herb Kohl, and they had an interview with Eric Hovde about health care, and you will be surprised at some of his positions on that.
So we're going to go back in the time tunnel and grab that interview? Is that the deal?
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know he was a stand-up comedian. I knew he's a rich billionaire.
It's crazy.
Owns a bank in California.
Well, it's crazy the way he's doing this. You know, he's a billionaire, he's a bank owner, and then he's a stand-up comedian running for the Senate. It's quite the job.
It's a good resume. Yeah, why not? Hey, it's time to check out the National Day Calendar. What do you say? Can't dance and it's too wet to plow. Let's go. Is it? What?
It's an important feature of the show. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Well, you don't seem to like it anymore. You used to like it, but you don't like it anymore.
No, I love it so much, I want to add the National Month Day Calendar.
I looked at that last night, and there wasn't anything there that we didn't already have. And so I'm checking it out. Thank you for the assist, but it doesn't seem to be much there.
Okay.
Is it or is it not National Medal of Honor Day? Is it Tolkien Reading Day? Is it National Lobster Newberg Day? Or is it National Shuttleboard Day? Which one of those days does not belong? I make this so easy for you.
Well, I've been watching you shuffle your paper upside down. Obviously, you wrote it down.
I did.
Shuffleboard Day is not the day.
You're right. See, I'm just here to help you.
Obviously, you wrote it upside down. Okay, that does it.
Okay. We're not doing the bit anymore? You just said you liked this bit.
All right.
National Medal of Honor Day. This is pretty important, okay? So maybe we should start with National Lobster Newberg Day.
Yeah, I think that would be better.
And then we'll calm down by then. Have you ever had lobster Newberg? I don't think I've ever really had. I'm not really a big lobster.
I'm not
lobster.
Even sure what the hell it is.
It's a lobster dish.
Well, I know that. I just don't know what sauces are used for Newberg. What would that be?
A lobster Newberg Day?
Sauce of some sort?
Well, it happens on March 25th, which is today. It's worthy of a sea captain, the lobster Newberg dish. An American seafood dish, lobster Newberg includes lobster, butter, cream, cognac, sherry, eggs, and cayenne pepper.
So the whole thing here, they give you the recipe to the sauce. Is that the sauce, the recipe for the sauce? Well,
let's read on here as we listen to the B-52s and Lobster, what is it called?
This is Rock Lobster.
Rock Lobster, of course. That was a great song. Delmonico's of New York debuted the Lobster Newberg in 1876. A sea captain by the name of Ben Wenberg developed the elegant and rich dish. Try to maintain over there, okay? After he demonstrated the recipe to restaurant manager Charles Delmonico, Chef Charles Ranhofer. Boy, this must have been a momentous occasion because they wrote it all down. Chef Charles Ranhofer made some refinements and they added the creation to the restaurant's menu as lobster a la Wenberg. Wasn't long before they changed it to lobster Newberg.
Wow. Okay. And
although I don't see Newberg's name listed anywhere in that description, so I don't know who he was. Okay. However, an argument between Wenberg and manager Charles DeMonica caused the dish to be removed from the menu.
Wow.
They argued about what was on. After many requests from patrons, Delmonico's returned the dish to it with a new name. The entree came to be known as Lobster Newberg.
All right.
They don't really explain why they came up with that name, but it goes on and on.
No.
And you can look it up for yourself. I'm tired of reading about it. Okay.
All right. Well, now we kind of know that the ingredients to the sauce is in whatever it was you just read.
Okay. Tolkien Reading Day.
Ooh, there's
Tolkien.
Something.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Tolkien Reading Day.
Did you read Lord of the Rings or The Hobbit?
I did, many years ago, yes. But J.R.R. Tolkien was an English writer, poet, and a university professor. He was best known as author of the classic works, The Hobbit, Lord of the Rings, and a whole bunch of other things.
He was into languages. And
yeah. Yeah.
That's why there was so much of that in his novels.
However, he has published more than 30 books. Several posthumously. The author had sold more than 150 million copies of the Lord of the Rings trilogy, and that number continues to grow.
When HBO had their version of it, some of his other writings they adapted.
Yeah?
And that was called The Ring, I believe, on Amazon.
Okay. All right. Yeah? Was that good? Did you watch it?
It was a little slow. Okay. It wasn't as good as I thought it would be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they were just capitalizing on the name and making a few bucks.
Pretty much. They really have to get a little more action, a little more trolls.
Mm-hmm. It's National Medal of Honor Day. National Medal of Honor Day recognizes all Medal of Honor recipients. Mm-hmm. The Medal of Honor is the highest military award for valor in the U.S. and was created way back in 1861. And in 1863, Secretary of War Edwin Stanton presented the first medals of honor to six members of Andrews Raiders for their volunteering and participation during the American Civil War raid of April of 1862. So we salute all the National Medal of Honor folks out there, okay?
All right. Medal of Honor recipients?
Recipients.
Do they just pass these things out?
No.
To people they think deserve a Medal of Honor?
Am I remembering
this correctly? Like Trump handed out some Medal of Honor to just random people that he thought needed it.
I don't know if it was the Medal of Honor, but yes, he has given out prestigious awards to random people that he likes.
Yeah. Right. That's right. Because he thought he was king, and he still thinks he's king.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's going to be in court today on a couple of serious things about the big bond, the $453 million.
Yes, they're going to start taking his properties away. I've seen so many opinions on this. No, they're not going to put a sign on the door saying it's closed. they're not going to take his properties, on and on and on. I'm just tired of hearing about this.
One thing they can do that I saw late last night, they can freeze his bank records right away. They can take his cash right away. Like, just take it.
Definitely do that.
Yeah. So we'll find out today about that. And also the Stormy Daniels case has a hearing today.
Excellent.
To push that back. That's the hearing to just continue it, kick the can down the road a little bit
more. We're finding out how great our law system is in this country.
Nobody else gets away with this kind of stuff.
That's right. But no one can afford to hire the lawyers to keep this going for year after year after year. That's why it's never been done before. But apparently...
He has an endless supply of lawyers ready to go and not, get any money.
Are any of them getting any of their pay for this?
I think they get a down payment.
It just seems crazy.
They get a down payment, and then they think that'll lead to more, but it doesn't.
Yeah, it never does.
Yeah.
Probably negotiates the price down anyway after the case is done and over.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. It is 6:18. We've got a lot ahead of us. The Mean Farmer is coming up right around the corner. Oh, he is.
Yes.
And MAGAs say the darndest things
coming up. Don't they?
They just can't stop talking.
Oh, you know they do.
Yeah, you know it.
Radio WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
It's time to ride
into spring by listening to this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000. Get ready to ride into spring. Civic Media, hometown radio, refreshed. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. Go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekdays from 3 till 6 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Nothing like getting on the good foot right away in the morning.
That's right.
Mad Radio WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. The capital city, Madison, the John and Gordy Show, broadcasting live from State Street, a block away from the Capitol. Mm-hmm. The legislators are on vacation for 10 months. And most people get 10 months.
Yeah, sure. They're out campaigning. They're getting ready for the big campaign in November.
A lot to get ready for.
Big election. Yeah. What? Yeah. Well, they'll just take a few months off to get it all set up.
Oh, yeah. Just figure it all out, you know.
Figure out where their money's coming from.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Figure out how they're going to dole that stuff out from special interest groups, which no one ever points to anymore. It's always the Democrats who are getting the big money from the billionaires. Mm-hmm. But Republicans, you know, even though they do the same thing ad nauseum, they've been doing it for 30, 40 years. Mm-hmm. We've never really paid attention to their billionaire class, the elitists.
Well, we're paying attention to it now.
We are. We're shining a spotlight on it. That's what John and Gordy do.
That's right. All right, we're there for you.
Yeah. 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 Well, so we got Eric Hovde coming up next hour, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big story. Yes. And I'm going to go on this healthcare tear because you know me. Uh-huh. I want a single-payer system in this country.
Right.
All right? And I wouldn't be talking about any of this. I wouldn't have to go on a tier. I wouldn't have to talk about Eric Hovde's version of healthcare if we had a single-payer system.
Yeah, if only we had done this like 20 or 30 years ago.
Yes.
We wouldn't be in a mess like we are today with the healthcare system.
Exactly.
It's so frustrating.
I mean, we could have had it in the 40s if we had just agreed to it. Right. But no. Yeah. They had to provide the employers with it.
Yeah. But well, anyway. I wonder what the mean farmer has to say about all this.
Well, you know,
pulse of the country, you know.
May have had some problems with cable.
Really? Cable TV?
Who knows?
Is he still hanging on with cable TV?
Yeah, we'll see.
All right.
You know.
All right, let's hear what he from the mean farmer. Okay.
Hi, this is a mean farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, why I don't like television. Yeah, finally got cable TV. Took several visits to the cable company office, of course. Last two or three involved livestock. Yeah, but finally they agreed to run that line 16 miles to my farm. You know why they agreed. Oh, you know. Yeah, wire the chicken house, the barn, my house, the outhouse. You know, the installer seemed a little upset about that last one going under the floorboards and all. Hey, don't let them flies bother you. Hey, I got all my TVs going. First problem, chickens ran MTV way too loud, and the hens started dressing like downtown Julie Brown. The roosters got into heavy metal, and they were hanging out on the corner of the chicken house and harassing the sheep. You ever seen a rooster sneer like Billy Idol? Weird, twisting a beak like that. Yeah, the pigs watch slasher movies all the time on the movie channels. I guess they like seeing humans get it for a change. I figured it was giving them ideas, though. Well, for sure, the cows were getting ideas. They were watching the Discovery Channel, stuff like a mighty male Cape Buffalo. Old Ferdinand the Bull just didn't seem to measure up after they saw that. As for me, I watched one show, The Simpsons. Just too realistic. Yeah, anyway, with all the trouble, I locked out all the channels except the Weather Channel, and now everything's quiet again. Too quiet. Next week on the Mean Farmer Show, the Great Turkey Rebellion. Yeah, I think they were encouraged by the changes in Eastern Europe they saw on CNN. Hey, listen, Butterball, this farm is mine. I got a monopoly of power for you.
There you go. Okay. That's what happened when you run cable out to the farms.
16 miles. Yes. Wonder if he's got the internet yet.
Under the outhouse.
Under those floorboards. Don't mind the flies. The mean.
Yeah. That's some good stuff.
It is. All right.
Yeah.
Well, what do you say? What do you say? It's 25 past the hour.
We got a comedian coming up, Nathan Timmel.
Yeah.
We'll talk to him about his special, and we've got The Guardian is covering Wisconsin.
Yes.
Some Wisconsin news. Every once in a while, they mentioned us, Civic Media, in an article. Mm-hmm.
And
good stuff.
Also coming up after 7 o'clock, we'll reveal the latest keyword in our Ride Into Spring contest. Boy, this is really taken off. So we'll continue it all this week. More chances to win prizes. You could win an overnight stay at Chula Vista, and we've got some grand prizes, including new bikes and some patio furniture and 3-in-1 blenders, all kinds of great stuff. They'll do that right after 7 o'clock.
All right. Mark it on your calendar.
Okay. I guess you could do that. It's only a half hour away, but if you want to remind yourself, I guess that's a good idea.
Put a post-it note on the microwave.
Do you have an actual calendar in your house now, like an old, regular calendar you hang on the wall?
I have a desk calendar.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a calendar that hangs
right over the sink when I'm doing the dishes. Yeah, I remind myself. Somehow, when I'm doing the dishes, I think of things I've got to do, and I write it on the calendar.
Yeah. Is it an erasable type calendar or no?
No, I just use an ink pen.
Paper. Okay. I should have guessed.
I've still got a calendar I use.
Yeah.
More than my phone, actually. Usually I write stuff on there instead of putting it in my phone.
Wow. Okay. Well, I have reminders in my phone.
Okay.
It really comes in handy. And, of course, it notifies me on my special smart watch.
Boy, I know we're going to get into this later, but did you see Meet the Press yesterday?
Yeah.
Have you seen this clip of Chuck?
Chuck Todd going nuts.
Chuck Todd just going off on management. It was you don't see that very often.
You see, editorial director and the host of Meet the Press.
He used to be the host, but Kristen Welker took over.
Right. Now he's not. But
he barged his way.
Yeah,
I think
management's taking all of that?
I don't imagine they took it very well because he called them out, and we're going to have that.
He called them out on the interview done.
With Rona McDaniel.
And the thing is, there must have been something behind the scenes that I was unaware of.
Well, they had hired her. The NBC, first of all, they set up this interview 3 weeks ago or something like that.
Yeah.
And then in that interim, they ended up hiring her as a consultant after she got shown the door by the Trump people that came in at the RNC. No.
The news person interviewing her.
Apparently, they didn't tell Kristen Welker that she was going to be on the show or something. I mean, it was kind of, we'll let Chuck Todd explain it a little bit later on.
It's quite the mess, isn't it?
It really is.
Wow.
Yeah. We've got that coming up.
Do we have time for a mega say the darndest things? One of them at least, right? Let's try this. Cut 505.
Okay.
A lot of this stuff is, mega sand stuff.
Okay.
So it's not necessarily a person out on the street. It could be an interview. It could be whatever, a featurette. Let's check this one out.
All right.
Anybody took a Pfizer is owned by Pfizer. Anybody take a Moderna is owned by Moderna. And they're calling the species Borg Genesis. It's not even human anymore. It's called Borg Genesis.
What's not even human?
The people who took the vaccine, they're not considered human anymore.
Wait, the people who got the vaccine are no longer human?
No, and they're actually owned. They're enslaved by Pfizer or Moderna, whoever they took the shot from. So they're public. They're their property.
People who took the vaccine are owned by Pfizer now and are not human.
Genetics has changed, so they're not human anymore. So they're a Borg Genesis that's owned by Pfizer. Or their Borg Genesis that's owned by...
And there you have it. We are in Laguna Hills talking to people. Apparently, if you've taken the vaccine, you are no longer human.
I just
Resistance
love that.
Is futile.
I just love that. So I'm owned by Pfizer or Moderna. Actually, Moderna in this case.
Wow. I know. It's amazing. What will they come up with next?
I'm waiting for the check.
Mm-hmm. 29 past the hour. Straight ahead, we've got news. We've got weather. We've got Pam Yonke with the Midwest Farm Report. And coming up, Jimmy.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This report sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
The Wisconsin Beef Improvement Association's got a hot list of bulls they'll be selling the front part of April. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Alan Arndt is not only a beef producer himself in Janesville, he's also president of the Wisconsin Beef Improvement Association's board. And he said the bull selection this year reflects what hot breeds we've got in Wisconsin and across the countryside.
We give time and effort into trying to get quality bulls in there. There was a time when there were, three pens of pulled Hereford bulls, and then the demand for those went kind of soft, and we've actually got a pulled Hereford bull back in the sale again this year, and had one last year as well. So we've got a Charlet, we've got a Limflex. The majority are Angus, Red Angus, and Simmental influenced or Simmental bulls, but we get all kinds of bulls from whoever wants to nominate them.
Alan Arndt, president of the Wisconsin Beef Improvement Association. They're having their 67th annual performance bull sale Saturday, April 6th at the UW-Platteville Pioneer Prairie Farm. But they do have an online option at dvauction.com. You can also find all the data about those bulls at wisconsinbeef.com. Markets and overnight electronic trade on a Monday a little bit mixed. I've got numbers next.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 62 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for March 26th through the 28th at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit wisconsinpublicservice.com.
Friday was a soft day for dairy products. Barrel cheese dropped 4.5 cents to 142.5. 40-pound block cheese was down 0.5 cents, 139.25. AA butter dropped another 1.25 cents to 280.75 per pound. This morning, we've got April Class 3 milk currently up a dime at $15.67. The May milk is up 8 at $16.24. December new crop corn's unchanged at $4.75. November new crop beans down a penny at $11.86. While July wheat's up 6 right now at $5.75 a bushel. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand, rolling into a Monday trade session. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have rain on the way today, tonight, and again tomorrow. We're talking a half inch to an inch or more of rain possible by the time it all winds down tomorrow afternoon. Our high today, 53. The wind will be out of the south, gusting to around 25 or 30. Tonight, rain will be heavy at times. Our low, 47. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain, maybe a thunderstorm at a high of 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's
spring is
39.
In the air. Hope springs eternal. Spring fever, baby.
What are you doing?
This is radio. We like cliches to hammer home a point.
Funny you mention home. Did you know spring is the best time to find a new home?
Time to spring into action.
Or just be smart and contact the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Listings are updated every 15 minutes, rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. That's no cliche.
Well, I'm no spring chicken, so I'll check out movetomadison.com.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. From the Civic Media Mothership, it's the John and Gordy Show.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Milk of Magnesia Light, bringing you the same great taste of Milk of Magnesia you've loved for years, but now with only half the calories of other leading laxatives.
Well, that won't make it any better.
It's good stuff. Tastes great. Less filling.
Yeah, I never thought that maybe it would be better on the lighter side.
Right. All right.
All right. Well, anyway, the mothership here, huh?
Yeah, that's what we're... It's cloudy. It's 39 degrees, highs in the mid-50s today. Look for some rain late this afternoon after 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, something like that. And more rain on the way tonight and into tomorrow.
That's nice.
Rain, rain, yep. Rain.
Going to be kind of muddy out there in the yard, playing with a little puppy. I don't know how I'm going to manage that, but we'll see. I'll keep you updated on it tomorrow.
All right. We'll check in with Brittany Merlot a little bit later on.
All right.
Okay.
And this time, I hope she doesn't yell at you for being rude, like last time.
I don't recall that happening. Was I rude to Brittany Merlot or Civic Media Meteorologist? Why would I be rude?
Let her bring it up.
Okay.
Let her talk about it.
Really?
If it's something that she wants to bring up, we'll see.
Did you get a memo that I missed?
I just made that up.
All right.
All right, so let's get to some real facts here.
Let's do that.
Tammy Baldwin recently provided some taxpayer money for Briar Patch, which helps out at-risk youths. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it was a nice thing to do. And, you know, how can you complain about something like that? Well, obviously you can if you're a MAGA.
Why would anybody complain about
that? Oh, they are complaining about it. Republicans characterized the funding... And again, I really should refer to them as MAGAs. There are no such things as that creature called Republican.
Yeah, they don't exist anymore?
No, I think they've been wiped out completely by the Trump contingent.
Yeah.
All right. The MAGAs characterize in the state the funding as going to gender-affirming clothing.
What?
Yes. Gender-affirming clothing. God, these guys.
What is that?
Oh, my God. What is going on with these people? All right. So anyway, and they say that this money, this funding for Briar Patch, who help at-risk youths, is going to gender-affirming clothing to the LGBTQ children and toward a program for gay and transgender children that doesn't require parental consent. They make them all this stuff. They really, it's just one thing after the next. How bad can they make it sound? Well, that's how bad they made it sound. But that $400,000 Baldwin earmarked would be used for mental health services and counseling for kids experiencing homelessness. Okay. I don't know how you can get transgender out of any of that.
Right. Yeah, that doesn't seem...
Isn't this crazy stuff?
Yeah, it's nuts.
The grotesque MAGA response is really something to really just try to wrap your head around. It's pure hate. Now, check this out.
Okay.
MAGA zeroed in on Baldwin's earmark to the youth service group, pointing out specifically to the organization's Teens Like Us program, which counsels LGBTQ children and offers gender-affirming clothing. That's what they focused on. But it's not going to that, but they focused on that. The MAGA Party of Wisconsin put out a statement saying Baldwin chose woke over Wisconsin parents. These are homeless children. Okay. Well, I don't know what parents have to do. God, I my head just is starting to explode. Please keep me down on earth.
All right, we'll try. Sam, hold him down on your side.
One completely misnamed group who wants to do the opposite of their name, Advancing American Freedom. Yeah. God, how they come up with these crazy names, tweeted that the government should not be subsidizing trans clothing for minors. You can't get any more mind-boggling than this.
It's clothing.
And, yeah, with Mega GOP, that's what I'm going to call them, I guess, from now on, accused Baldwin of bankrolling extreme special interest groups that defend the rights of mothers and fathers. That's what they should be doing. Baldwin, however, maintained the funding is to aid homeless youths. That's what it's all about.
That's what
it
is.
And it's in the bill. It's in the money. That's it.
That's all.
Anyway, she says it's going to aid homeless youths. But here's my little complaint about this, and it's hardly anything at all.
Okay.
But she doesn't really, she hasn't put out a statement supporting transgender youths.
Mm.
And I would have thought she would have done that. You know, okay, she's saying, no, the money isn't going there. It isn't doing that. But I support transgender youths regardless of where that money is going. I still support them.
Right.
But she didn't do that. So it's my little complaint. Maybe it was an oversight.
Oh, perhaps.
I just had to get that out.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll make a note of that. And
so
we'll
when we talk to her Tammy, people.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you support transgender youth or not?
Yeah.
Do you support their clothing? That they wear clothes? I don't know.
What
is wrong with these MAGAs?
What is transgender clothing anyway?
I mean, what is that?
They wear the same clothes.
Same clothing as, you know, either a man or a woman does.
Right. So,
yeah.
Okay. So what's this about Jimmy Kimmel getting last laugh?
Maybe MAGAs want naked transgender people walking around.
Oh.
They don't want to dress them. Apparently, they don't want clothing for them.
Mm.
But again, the money for Briar Patch that takes on at-risk youths should be going to just them and not clothing the poor
apparently.
And transgender youths.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, let's get to...
thanks for explaining that to us. Okay.
You know, I had to get that off my chest.
I know.
I've been carrying this story around for about a week.
You feel better now?
No.
Okay. I think so.
No, I'm just cranky this morning. Monday. I'm having a hard time getting into the swing of things here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You have a tough weekend at home?
No, I had a great weekend. I had this whole show prepared and everything by like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I was feeling good. I was feeling real. I made supper.
Did you?
Uh-huh. Swedish meatballs.
Oh.
In a great sauce. It's wonderful stuff. On egg noodles.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrific. Yeah, the kids like it.
Good enough.
All right. Well, that's my home life. Now let's get to Kimmel.
Yeah.
Finally getting the last laugh on Trump. And I think this whole bit is self-explanatory. It is 557. And, you know, it's the message that Trump gave to Kimmel while he was at the Academy Awards.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, this all started with the Academy Awards.
It did.
Yeah, and Jimmy Kimmel read his text on the air.
Right. So this dialogue continued, and this is Kimmel on the whole situation.
Okay.
That's hilarious.
And he ends up reading my truth. I said, this guy's even dumber than I thought. The thing went viral. It's been all over the world now. And all he had to do is keep his mouth shut.
Yeah. And by the way, you forget why it went viral all over the world.
Thank you for watching. I'm surprised you're still... Isn't it past your jail time?
Barbie was laughing at you. Not only were they laughing at you on Oscar Sunday, there are now dozens of past your jail time shirts for sale. There are mugs.
Yes.
There are tank tops. There's an Isn't It Past Your Jail Time backpack. People are writing it outside the Trump Hotel. There are billboards. There are billboards in Pennsylvania, in Florida, and there are a lot more to come. But if only I kept my mouth shut. Imagine him telling anyone they should have kept their mouth shut. I mean, that should be on his tombstone. Should have kept his mouth shut. And by the way.
There you go. That's terrific.
Good for him. He got the last laugh.
I know. I know. Sure. And all those T-shirts. I want one of those T-shirts.
I know. Let's see if we can find those.
Think we'll find one? I don't know.
We'll look online. I'm sure they're there. Yeah.
Okay.
Social Security?
Yeah.
Magus?
I can't find the story myself.
Oh, you can't?
I'm shuffling through my stories here.
8D.
Yeah.
Okay.
8D. Oh, we'll put that 559. One on. Check that out. 559. That's the cut that I want to get to. Boy, this Eric Hufty story is it's quite expansive. Page after page
quite
after
elusive.
Page.
While you're
Gotta
looking
dig
there,
deep for it.
Yeah.
Let me remind everybody, we're going to get into the Ride into Spring contest right after 7 o'clock. Pardon me. And you'll have a chance at 7 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and 3 o'clock. So we give out different keywords through the day, and you have an hour to text that in. So you got to get the Civic Media app, which is free. And
what's that word? What's the word for today?
I can't reveal that until after 7 a.m., okay? So wait 15 or 16 minutes.
You're going to adhere to the rules.
After the news, right? Yes. I know what the word is, but you cannot... know what the word is.
I know you're dying to get that blender, John.
Yeah, that 3-in-1 blender.
Exactly.
The smoothies.
Well,
employees and staff are not eligible for this prize any of these
that's
prizes.
That's what they say.
Don't go there. You know it's true. All right.
Okay, well, you know.
Anyway, right into spring, right after 7 a.m.
All right,
after the news.
Fantastic. I did find the story about Social Security, okay? I mean, this
Thank
is breaking
God.
News, you know? 80% of House Republicans just released a plan to splash $1.5 trillion.
Hmm. What do you mean, slash it?
Yeah, slash it. Did I say splash?
You said splash.
Man, I tell you.
starting to go.
Monday is bad. Okay. Anyway, they're going to slash $1.5 trillion from Social Security and raise the retirement age. That sounds real sweet. I hope they run on this.
Yes.
And I hope they run on this day after day after day.
Yes. Go ahead.
All right.
See what happens.
Now,
see how popular that becomes. Yeah.
Donald Trump said that there was a lot that we could do to cut Social Security. You know, boy, they've got plans.
He's got a lot of ideas.
Oh, you know they do.
Yeah, you know it.
All Social Security is on the ballot. So anyway, here's a little factoid about that. Social Security and Medicare are paid for with separate taxes, so it doesn't have really anything to do with the budget. They're not adding anything to the national debt.
Right.
So just to keep that mental note in mind, Social Security has $2.5 trillion in surplus.
Yeah.
All right.
In a separate fund.
A separate fund that they borrow from. Congress has borrowed trillions from Social Security to pay for government spending.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? They borrow it, right? And you know what that means? Interest rates. And Social Security is making a ton of money on just the interest alone.
Huh.
So that's not a bad deal.
No.
Right? And so when Republicans say we need to cut Social Security in order to balance the federal budget, they're lying, of course. Now, and remember this fact, too. We've taken trillions from Social Security to pay for unfunded wars, tax cuts for the rich, and corporate subsidies. We need to cut their benefits and put that money back into our benefits.
Right.
Social Security.
Yes.
And that is what it's all about. Now, President Biden has promised that he is going to protect Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear that cut right now.
Tonight, let's all agree once again to stand up for seniors. Many of my friends on the other side of aisle want to put Social Security on the chopping block. If anyone here tries to cut Social Security, Medicare, or raise the retirement age, I will stop you.
Cool. Yeah. All right. There you go.
It's gonna.
I will stop you.
Yeah. With force, I would assume.
Yes.
You can see him hold up his fist.
Mm-hmm. Drawing a line in the sand there.
Yep. Well, Social Security is one of those things that you definitely possibly... I can't even imagine reducing Social Security in any way, shape, or form. Plus, this is really... And the most egregious thing about going after Social Security is that these wealthy elitists somehow think that we don't deserve retirement, that we don't deserve enjoying the fruits of our labor, the money we've saved over time.
Yeah,
for some reason, they don't think we need some time off after working a lifetime.
And putting money into the Social Security fund.
Yes.
The whole time.
For that.
Yeah.
We pre-planned.
Right.
We're good with that.
Right.
And now we want to take a retirement anytime we want. We don't want a cutoff time of 72 years old because some minority groups live to like 68 years old. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to benefit anybody.
Right. It's and not going to benefit them if they wait that long. Yeah.
Then you have some of these dumbass people saying, well, I put all this money in and I'm not going to get it all out. You know, and I'm thinking, yeah, you are going to get it all out because if your wife survives you, then she gets it all. Mm-hmm. So don't need to. And plus the fact that if you do die early and you don't have anybody else to take it, that money goes in and keeps Social Security alive and well for other people.
Mm-hmm. 6:49, we're coming back with Eric Swalwell declaring impeachment is dead.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. The John and Gordy Show, broadcasting live from State Street. And we hope you're having a very good morning so far. Mm-hmm. I apologize for my performance. It's, it was a little rough.
What are you apologizing for? A little rough.
It's a little rough. Yeah, I'm just trying to get into the swing of things. Yeah, you know, sometimes you relax too much. You get too much sleep.
Mondays are always a little tough because, you know, you get up really early in the morning, Monday through Friday. But Monday is tough because you've had the weekend to sleep in a little bit. Screws up your body clock.
Body clock is gone.
Yeah.
Right. And then you have to restart it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
My alarm clocks go off at about 4:20 in the morning to get going, to get here on
time. That is early.
It is early. Yeah, I got a little longer drive than you do.
You got to move to the city, the big city, man.
Yeah.
But just watch out. Somebody will steal your wallet.
Hey, let's go to the John and Gordy hotline. What?
All right. Look.
Somebody's stealing your wallet. What is it?
It's a reference to an episode called Wallet Boy from Get a Life and Chris Elliott.
Chris Elliott? Yes. That's obscure. Boy.
He goes to the big city and he's warned, watch out for your wallet. They'll take it. They'll slip you a Mickey and they'll steal your wallet.
That was such a bizarre, funny show on Fox.
It really was.
It didn't last a couple of seasons, but man, that was
I've got every episode on a DVD. Yeah, it's great stuff.
Get a life.
It is. All right, okay, let's go to the line here. We've got Joe on the line. Hi, Joe.
I really love the way you guys can bounce from huge societal issues to small pieces of American culture, and it all weaves together in this beautiful, I don't know, potholder of wonderfulness.
What a tapestry, I know.
You're the one that likes it. Okay, good. Okay. What do you got for us this morning?
Well, just to be described as calling on the hotline, you know, that alone is enough to keep me going for the day. I love calling on the hotline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I won't. I wanted to respond to the Social Security information that you passed on, which is really terrific. And I wanted to just add to this, and that is that I think many people are not aware that there is a cap to Social Security. So you are charged a fee for your Social Security up until the amount of, I believe it's $167,000. And after that, people aren't taxed. So the person who's earning $267,000 has $100,000 of their income that is not taxed for Social Security. And, you know, many of us are earning way less than, you know, the $160,000 cap that's there. And they've been trying to trim and beat on Social Security for decades, absolutely decades, because they're looking at that private money for investment and thinking, my God, if I could get these people into accounts on Wall Street rather than having this secure Social Security, num-num, look at all that profit. I heard one guy talking about the beating on Social Security and turning it into a private situation, and he said, I can't wait to get my hands on all that big dumb money. And that's how they see it.
Oh my God.
An animal to be skinned.
Wow.
An animal to be skinned, as compared to having these people, the actuaries of Social Security, running the numbers, doing the investment, and giving us a regular amount of money. You can get this piece of paper that says this is what you're expected to earn in when you take Social Security. Mm-hmm. It is such a comfort to know that there's one number in your life that's going to be okay. You know,
right.
one number that's right. going to be okay. So I just think about that cap, folks. There's no reason why that cap can't be raised. It's been raised before, and the Social Security would be fine if we take on a few things like some rich people who don't want some higher taxes. But, hey, we're all paying taxes. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right.
I'm thrilled to be on the hotline.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Yes. Appreciate
you
that.
Know, another thing about Social Security, they want to put a donut hole. The Democrats want to reform it by expanding what income is taxed. So it's up to about $167,000 now, and that's taxed, and that money goes to Social Security. Then they want to create a donut hole and then maybe start taxing income above $400,000 and up.
I see. Yeah.
And that way, Social Security could obviously survive much, much longer. Now, here's the thing. And I thought of this. Maybe somewhere along the line, if you're making $3 billion and it's taxed by Social Security, that would be a tremendous amount of money, I would think, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, the percentages could deplete as they continue to escalate into the higher incomes. So it would be a little fairer.
Uh-huh.
And then they act like they want to means test it. So some people don't get Social Security because they make too much money. But the problem here is when you start doing something like that, there's a chance that that individual, they act like the rich will never need Social Security. Well, they're not always rich.
Yeah.
Things happen.
Yes.
They could lose everything they have and suddenly need Social Security. So it should be there for everybody. That's why it should be there for everybody.
Right.
It's not just an exclusive thing for people who don't make billions and billions of dollars. All right. Now, I've got a cut here from Politics Girl. We played something from her in the past.
Yeah.
And she's talking about what happens to seniors who don't have Social Security. And this is 560. Got 560. And she has some very good points that she makes in this diatribe. Go ahead.
Quick question. Who do you think is going to pay to take care of our seniors if they lose Social Security and Medicare? Who's going to be left holding the bag for our aging parents or uncles or grannies if they can't get government help in their old age? Who will they move in with? Who will pay their bills? How will they afford their medications? The Republicans have been very clear that their plan is to sunset, which means get rid of, Social Security and Medicare. So tell me, who picks up the tab? The children. You. You holding down your own job and taking care of your own kids. You get to take care of your parents now, too. You get to add them to your financial burden. They're your responsibility now because the Republicans have told us they don't want to keep paying for these programs, that they don't want prescription drugs to be less expensive, that they don't want a cap on seniors' medical costs or to fund the IRS to make the rich pay their taxes or to have a minimum corporate tax rate for billion-dollar corporations. Those things would fund programs like low-cost elder care, home care, Meals on Wheels, and Medicare. Nope. They would rather cut costs in the form of services to you or safety nets for our elderly. And if you can't take them in, then I guess they'll just be homeless or die from lack of care or proper medication. Mm. What other choice will they have? Republicans will protect their jobs, their benefits, their donors. They will make sure the rich have the very lowest tax rate. But you and me and Granny McGee, we are out of luck. But sure, go ahead and vote for them. The Democrats are trying to save these programs and take care of everyone, but I guess it's just more important to stick it to the libs. Say hi to your dad for me. He's going to be living with you for the rest of his life.
Very, very good point.
Wow.
And I hope, you know,
politics girl,
think about that just a little bit. Yeah. All right.
It is 6:58. We've got news, weather, sports straight ahead. Coming up after 7 o'clock, Brittany Merlot, also comedian Nathan Timmel.
It's the John Gordy Show.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey everybody, Todd Albaugh. On Monday, noon till 2, we'll check in with our March Madness brackets and also update you on news over the weekend on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's a potentially pivotal day for former President Donald Trump. He must secure a bond